Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, your word tells us that if we will draw near to you, that you'll draw near to us. That's what we want to do today, Lord, as we study your word. We want to draw so close to you, Lord, that you can teach us about yourself, that you can help us to have trusting confidence in Jesus Christ and not the things of this world. Sometimes we know for sure that your word is true when you say, in the world you shall have tribulation. Don't be afraid. I have overcome the world. So today we ask you to teach us and to guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit. And we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name as you do. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Unto Another That Is Better. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 1, and verse 19. The court of the seven princes has been assembled before King Ahasuerus. The question at hand is what they should do about Queen Vashti's refusal to obey King Ahasuerus' request that she appear with the royal crown upon her head at the king's feast. Memucan, one of the king's princes, has surmised that Queen Vashti's rejection would have an influence not only upon the wives, but also upon the women throughout the Persian kingdom. In chapter 1 and verse 19 of the book of Esther, we learn of Memucan's suggested response for the king. We read, "If it please the king, let there go out a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she." We read first, "If it please the king, let there go out a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered." Let us first notice the yielding manners with which Memucan shares this judgment, if it please the king. Memucan was wise enough to know that although his advice might be correct, it was ultimately the king's choice as to what should happen. The prince's role was to counsel and give advice to the king, and not to make the final decree. However, there was protocol for the king's final judgment. First, let there go a royal commandment from him. Second, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and Medes. And there was a reason why this procedure must be followed, that it not be altered. Once there was a decree from the king of Persia and Media, it was to be written into their law. And once it was written into their law, not even the king could change it. The verse continues with what this decree should be, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. Vashti was never to appear before the king again. Banishment from the throne forever was the judgment suggested. In addition, Queen Vashti's royal estate was to be given to another woman whom Memucan deemed better than she. In other words, King Ahasuerus was to divorce Queen Vashti, remove all of her royal power, reign, and kingdom, and give it to another woman. Can we imagine the impact this judgment would have? When we think through how drastic this judgment was, we may be inclined to think that it was a bit harsh. However, Memucan and the other princes deemed what Vashti did as detrimental to every home throughout Persia. There must be a harsh reaction, or otherwise chaos would occur, and no home throughout the kingdom would be safe. We must keep in mind how God Almighty continues to govern over all these events. As the workings of man unfold, so will the plan of God. We shall see in the coming verses just how God uses even this decree for his good plans and purpose, which gives us hope that he is using the decrees in our lives for his purposes as well. next time, we shall see what Memucan's decree will mean throughout the kingdom. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.